A Streetcar Named Desire. Narrated by Savannah Scarlett. Narrated for Capedo in collaboration with Saga. A Streetcar Named Desire by Eva Hoost. Rush hour on a summer afternoon. The packed tram is hot and sticky. I manage to hop on the back at the last second and make my way to the middle, where there is a bit of space, and grab one of the free handles. As I stand there, huffing and puffing, I catch sight of the young man right in front of me. Tall, slender, one sinewy, light brown arm holding the handle, microscopic beads of sweat on the back of his neck, his tight black t-shirt clinging to his body. A swimmer, just coming back from a training session in the pool. I stare deep into his broad, streamlined back muscles. The last few passengers have pushed their way on, and the tram sets off with a jolt. I rock forward gently and find myself softly pressed up against this young man. For just a second, my face touches his back, and I immediately smell a delicate aroma of manliness, a subtle hint of mystical, musky aftershave in beautiful harmony with the smell of sweat and cigarette smoke. The tram eases its way onto the busy street. Like an exhausted giant tortoise, it slowly creeps its way to the next stop, as I, with no ill thoughts towards the tramway's effectiveness or the day's specials menu, stand there breathing in the smells. I stand there and enjoy it, letting the scent of masculinity intoxicate me. My gaze wanders down his back. I can't help myself. All the way to the bottom. Two rather pert, muscular cheeks are clearly outlined in the light trousers. Instinctively, I tighten my grip on the handle, leaving me almost suspended in the expanse between the floor and the handle. Like an obedient bamboo shoot in a gentle breeze, my body moves forwards and backwards, almost imperceptibly, in time with the regular jolts of the tram. From time to time, I am pushed gently against this young man. I feel his firm, hard cheeks against my belly, at the same time inhaling the delicate, alluring scent of manliness off this stranger. Can he feel my minuscule conscious touches as we sway back and forth? That microscopic amount of extra pressure I am putting against his butt? Can he sense my breasts when they touch his back for just the briefest of moments? Can he smell my scent? Does he feel the same sense of excitement as I do as he applies extra pressure against my belly every time he shifts his weight, almost imperceptibly, from one foot to the other? The hot tram, the awareness of all the other passengers around us, and the uncertainty of whether the young man has even noticed me, all course through my body. Walking this tightrope between these feelings, my physical instincts, and the age-old preconceptions of the forbidden fruit spark a raging fire inside me. A blazing fire that is stoked by the soft collisions with this young man, creating a warm buzzing in my belly, down my spine, and into my pussy. The fire and the excitement burn as my stomach becomes a melting pot for warm, pulsating lava that drives its way towards my slit, making it wet, soft, open, ready, and horny. Crammed in between stressed men hungry for their dinner, tired pensioners, excited school kids.